I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. He's Lewis Wire from Carmel Builders. What's going on, Lewis?
Good morning, Mike.
How you been?
Great. It's a great day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Happy holidays.
You as well. You as well. You're all set?
Yes.
Good.
I mean, I don't really actually have to do much.
You guys show
as you
up.
Know, my wife and I have a dog. Yeah. So basically, I buy gifts for the nieces and nephews, which means my wife buys gifts for the nieces and nephews. So,
and if you're good. If you're hurting for that, I'm here.
You want me to buy you gifts?
Sure. Why not, sure, Matt? Sure. You know, I could give you a little list. A little list on what I'm looking. God, I don't need anything.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's just going to go wrong because then we're going to get into like the naughty and nice list and, you know.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio. Hey, our special guest today, and we're going to get into some Nary Foundation stuff and talk a little bit about the spring show. And it's an easy transition because I'm on the board with one of these guys, Randy Miller, owner of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Installation, and future owner, Jordan Miller of All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Installation. Before we get going on business, boys, Jordan, congratulations, young
Thank
man.
You.
How you doing? You getting some sleep?
As much as I can, you know.
How old is the young lad?
A little over a month.
A little over a month.
Seven weeks.
I've seen a number of pictures on Facebook. It's a cute boy, man.
He is. And he knows it already, too.
He does.
You know? Oh, yeah.
He gets that from his grandpa, man. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was here.
Thanks, Mike.
He was in studio. Were we in studio?
That morning.
That morning.
He was born.
It was awesome. I went on the airwaves like 2 seconds after your baby was born, I think, and congratulated you. So Matthew had his first 6 months ago. And about a month in, he called. He said, hey, this whole thing about sleeping like a baby, that's a complete lie, right? I go, yeah, you just figured that out. He said, yep. So at almost 6 months now, the difference between 1 month and six is incredible, the stuff he's getting into.
Aww,
so
you I'm
got
excited.
A lot of great things to look forward to if you get through the first couple of months.
Right. I have a great support system. My wife is amazing, though.
Yeah. Well, I've met her a couple times. Just like your daddy, y'all kicked your coverage a little bit. So that's good. You know what? Well done with that. Hey, let's, if we can, just highlight that spring show coming up. Lewis, February 14th through the 16th, the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. That's the big dog.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, it's actually kind of funny that we're sitting here because it feels like we just wrapped up summer and now we're here in the winter when people start thinking about projects for next year. And I know Randy and Jordan will talk to this. It's been a busy year in our industry. So I would encourage anybody who's thinking about projects, start thinking about now, kind of get your ducks in a row before that show because we're all busy. So whether you're looking for a full remodeling project or roofing, windows, siding, knowing what you're looking for
right
is going to be important come February because you're going to want to get on people's calendars because there's going to be a demand that's going to be high. And of course, we only have so many people out there doing the work.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the process, Randy and Jordan, with All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. And we're going to talk a lot about insulation. This time of year, I think it's important to do that. You and I on the spring show, it's interesting, when I wasn't on that committee, you know, I just thought you guys went about your business and, okay, maybe now we start talking about the spring show. It's just further, the furthest from the truth. I mean, we literally just jump right into it and almost starting to talk spring show before the fall show is even done.
Oh, we're brainstorming, you know, this last meeting that we ended up having, we're brainstorming for a year from now already.
Right.
Talking about what if.
Yeah.
It's the very first show ever, ever, ever. What will we do? How would we promote it? How would we talk about it? I mean, We take this seriously. That group is a great group that's on our committee.
It's a good group. Yeah. I don't know if I'd say great because I could get them to great. I could get them to great if they'd stop picking on me all the time. I'm kind of that common denominator, Lewis, and I don't know what how that happens.
I know how it happens.
Anyway, we'll get back to How do you know?
Well, I mean, you know, every group needs to have somebody who they can, you know, kind of just punt the bad ideas to, and unfortunately that becomes you, Mike.
Yeah, well, either that or I have the bad ideas. This last committee, we...
I hear nothing but good things at the board level about your participation on the committee.
Thank you very much. I don't know who you're talking to, but it's not anybody on this committee.
I try to pass it on that you actually participate.
You're such a good man, Randy, I got to tell you. So February 14th, 15th, and 16th is that show. And go to NaryMilwaukee.org to get more information. But that is the big show. And Lewis is right, Randy and Jordan, when he talks about... Look, this isn't 5-6 years ago where you can come in and say, look, I'd like you to start next week. I mean, we have to. People, homeowners have to start understanding that we got to make sure that we're looking at what we need in advance. And if we're going to come to that show, have a list of wants and have a list of needs and then start talking to people.
Absolutely. I mean, it's your short term to the long term, everything in between. You want to end up getting ideas for what you're going to end up doing. And the best way to end up planning when you're step by step by step of different things that you're planning on doing in your house is plan ahead. Talk to the different contractors that are going to be at the show and, you know, are start talking now. Start thinking about what kind of questions you're going to end up having and who you kind of want to end up talking to.
Hey, Lewis was right. I mean, anyone good is going to end up having a backlog. I mean, that's the truth as well, too. If they don't have a backlog, you know, there may be something wrong.
You might want to be a little bit cautious of those guys that say, right. Yeah, I can start this job tomorrow.
That's just not reasonable in today's market.
It's
so much of what you're doing when you're choosing a contractor for whatever you're doing. It's all about relationships. You know, the truth of the matter is you're going to put new siding on your home. I know that these guys do a lot of LP siding. Okay, LP is a huge brand. There's literally hundreds of people who have that brand. It's not the product, it's the people.
Right.
So finding out who you, like, hey, these two to three companies sound good to me. They sound like the type of people I'd like to do business with. And then you come to the show and you sit down and you talk to the guys at All Right and you say, hey, you know, what's your, you know, you learn who they are. What are their values? What do they take? What do they think is important? And you talk to one or two or three people for an hour each, you know, that kind of, that's your day there. And then you can say, you know what? I like those guys at All Right. We're going to work with them. The days of going out and getting like a half dozen quotes, you know, it's going to take you a year to get through that. Yeah. And truthfully, we're all busy. These guys are not going to be able to just sit there and then finally, oh, you're ready to go. We'll start next week.
Lewis, and I've told this story 100 times when these guys have been on and Randy's been on. But with Jordan here, and he's only been on a couple of times, I can tell you my process when I needed them. And it was at 3 a.m, I got rain coming into my kitchen. At 6 o'clock, I called Randy, and at literally 10 to 7, Jordan's up on the roof tarping it going, man, you need help, boy. And I go, I know, and he's a young guy, but he's up there at 10 to 7 going, you're going to need a new roof. I didn't know that we had about
two layers that you had on that roof. Your garage might add a third.
Yeah.
And
well, the tarp made it the third.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, tarps are not an acceptable
saving grace.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, at 7 o'clock that day, I was no longer getting water in my kitchen. And then they came out, and I said, look, just come out, Randy, and let's talk to Terry and I about this. And we also have to talk about siding. And that was the morning after, Lewis, that Terry and I were at our kitchen table, spreadsheets. We had paid all the college tuitions. We were done. We high-fived, went to bed, and 3 a.m, I woke up, water coming in. And I thought, you know, Lord, I appreciate your patience, but your sense of humor is ridiculous. And up stepped All Right Home and Remodeling and sat down with us and walked us through that process. Now, I thought I was going to be fully involved in the process, in the decision-making.
You're married.
Yeah, and Ray,
why he didn't get fully involved in the process is because I knew Terry was the decision maker.
Yeah.
And I was Jordan. Making sure that the one who is really in charge was going to be very happy with the project.
You know, each time
we're
that
also part-time marriage counselors.
Yeah. Don't we
that,
have
I
to
say
be?
I say that tongue-in-cheek, but it's right? really true. I mean, yeah. Helping, and this, you know, going back to the point about the spring show, talking now with you and your spouse is important because you will, as you go through any home improvement project, it'll amaze you what you'll find out that you and your spouse totally disagree on.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been living with this person for 25 years, and you're like, really? You like that color?
Hey, I got to tell you, I brought Randy to the table. Terry didn't know Randy. Terry didn't know Jordan. I brought them to the kitchen
so
table.
So your job was done.
And yeah. he, you know what? Randy, as soon as he met my wife, he immediately turned his chair, and like I was over to the right, like I was like just sitting there just watching.
That is so not true.
It's exactly how it happened, and she'll admit to that as well. Hey, before we get to a break, the Neri Foundation, Louis, you guys are awfully busy right now, and I'm a big fan of the foundation, some of the work you guys do.
Yeah, it's one of the things I'm most proud of that we do at Neri Milwaukee. So we have a separate charitable foundation. We've made a real big push in the last couple of years to expand what we do. I mean, the three things we do scholarships, we do to local community colleges, to the high school students. We do educational stuff through our sponsorship of Skills USA, which if you come to the spring show, you should
Huge.
Definitely
yep.
check out. It's mm-hmm. it's a really cool thing. But the third part that we're really getting more involved with are these community service projects. So we did a great project last year for a nonprofit called Advocates of Ozaukee. It benefits women and children who are in abusive relationships. They have a home in rural Ozaukee County that we fully gutted and remodeled their kitchen for them. And then just two nights ago at our holiday party, we presented them with a check to cover the, you know, kind of those leftover costs, because believe it or not, remodeling projects often have hidden costs.
You bet.
So it's really, really exciting because we're starting to get a little bit of traction. We're going to be partnering up with some other nonprofits, but we want people to see out there in the community that this industry is full of people who are professionals, who care about the community, who want to do what's right, who are not just, you know, frankly, your old school Chuck in a truck, Dan in a van guy driving around. You know, these are professional people who have companies that want to give back. And we're really, really proud of that. And I think it's important that people see that because this is a wonderful industry with a lot of growth opportunity for anybody who's interested in getting into it.
For more information on the Neri Milwaukee Foundation, again, go to NeriMilwaukee.org. Randy, again, before we get to a break, this is the time, and I got a text from my wife saying, I love that man. So there you go. There you go. Unbelievable. You know what? I try to
right
tell
back
people,
at you,
yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know what? If it's just you and I, man, we're like this, but then you bring her in and you just shuffle me off to the corner. Can't keep baby in the corner.
No.
I know that line. You like
uh-huh.
that? Hey, this is the time when it's getting cold. It's going to get really cold next week. Is it too late to call you guys at S&E Insulation and say, hey, look, I need help?
Well, it all depends on what the help actually ends up being. Do we have a backlog as far as with our consistent projects? Absolutely. And I know we're going to end up getting more into the insulation, what we can end up doing, how we can end up doing it, what seems to be the common problems, issues. But before we end up getting into that, what are
right.
we at, 30 seconds?
Yeah,
I mean,
something like that.
Okay. You know, we were just mentioning the foundation and how, you know, giving back and all of that. I know, Mike, you've been really, really active right now with the Children's Hospital.
Yeah,
correct.
The small
project.
Drive that's going
What's
on.
That
yeah,
all?
Small
yeah,
drive.
Yeah, we, Will's start, going crazy out there. I know.
Hey, he's unbelievable.
He's amazing. I know.
He is unbelievable. And that thing started small.
Yeah, I remember. I was with it.
and now it's gotten to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you're right.
So, I mean, do you want to talk about yeah. what that really is that you guys are
oh you
doing
bet
that?
you're 13 this was year 13 that we did it. In the first year we raised in the week $8,000 cash and toys for Children's Hospital. Last year 163,000 toys and cash, and I think we beat that number.
Wow.
we'll figure it out on Tuesday.
Awesome.
But what happens then is we would deliver the toys to Children's Hospital. They'd say thank you and it'd be great. Well, about 4 years ago, they said, you're giving us more toys, first of all, than we need for the year. So thank you for that. But we might want to, let's look at Robin's Nest, okay?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Also, is there anybody else? Well, I got the Running Rebels involved, which is a It's they've got two locations, but Victor Barnett's the guy who started this 25 years ago, and he utilizes basketball in the inner city to get kids to come in. And he says, you want to play basketball? Before you get on the court, we have mentors over here. Let's find out where you're at school-wise. We have tutors over there. Let's help you in this class. Oh, by the way, our new facility, we have a full-functioning kitchen. We're going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to be a chef, a cook, how to wait tables, how to all of that. And then you get to play basketball. And they're doing really good work, and they're locked in with some inner-city churches, and they have a number of kids that aren't going to get Christmas gifts. Okay, we got some left over.
Yeah.
So let's utilize that. And so this little toy drive has gotten to be did you get down there the last years at all?
It's impressive. It's extremely impressive.
Yeah, Bear Sunrooms, Nary member, came up with these two sunrooms. We used to be in a tent and these guys froze.
Much nicer, I helped set up that tent with Will.
Yeah, not anymore, man. We're getting big time with that. Hey, let's get to a break.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Before we go to break.
Yeah.
All right, would like to end up presenting a check for $1,000.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's supposed to cry in the Nary show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, I mean, you know,
I'm not
we're a strong believer in giving back to community.
Always have.
You know,
and I know where that came from.
From the heart.
Well, and you're fine.
And here the thing.
Look, your dad was, you know, that's what he believed, and he taught you well.
Absolutely.
And you taught him well. So I appreciate this a lot.
Of course.
This will go right to that number. And whatever that number was, we've just added $1,000 from our friends at All Right Home Remodeling. Thank you for that.
Our pleasure. We've actually had a year this year, as far as back to children, where within the last just over a year, there's been 3 newborns in our organization this year, which is so wild.
See,
and
they're solving the labor crisis the right
way. We're trying. Yeah, we're doing what we can. Yeah.
Jessica Nazaro, too. Yes. She's had her son.
Yeah, yes.
She said, if this one better not be an electrician, he better be a plumber.
And my youngest son actually was in the hospital around Christmas time, you know, when he was a young boy. And I remembered how great it was when they brought the toys to him and how neat it was, the whole experience. So
thank you.
Knew we were on the radio. Will knew about this thing almost a week ago, but
Will did?
Didn't tell you.
No, he didn't. He never tells
family.
Me.
We did that on purpose.
He never did. Really? I can hold a secret?
Uh-huh.
No, maybe not. Not something like that. I would have went right on the air and said, hey, guys, guess what All Right Home Remodeling is doing? Thank you for that. Let's get to a break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and
welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer says, thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, my wife says, see, that's why I love that man. So, yeah, that's good. If I'm looking for an apartment soon, that's the reason why, my friend. Hey, Jordan, can we talk a little bit about the process at All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation? Somebody says, look, I need a roof, I need siding, I need to look at windows, I need insulation. Can we talk a little bit about the process? I can tell people, All Right, R-I-T-E, remodeling.com. And when you want it done right, you call All Right. That's the slogan, and it's correct. So allrightremodeling.com is their website. People call and say, hey, look, I need to talk to you. My first floor is just cold all the time, or the upstairs is cold all the time. Can we talk about that process?
Definitely. So when you end up contacting us, we'll end up kind of talking you through as well. Our office staff is awesome about asking a lot of questions to make sure that, you know, we're really figuring out what your needs are as well. And then one of us will actually come out to your home and evaluate it and go over really where your biggest priorities are in comparison to where the best, you know, return on your investment is, and as far as adding insulation measures and air sealing measures, in comparison to the comfort. And there's always a difference between those two, and it's that happy medium, that balance between making sure that you don't add, I don't want to say too much insulation, but it's got to be cost efficient, because you always want to really see a return on your investment when it comes to that.
Well, and that's, you know, I think that's got to be one of the first questions people have. Are you going to be able to save me money? You know, maybe number one is my wife is always cold. Can we?
What's the biggest priorities? What's going to end up doing us the best? The one thing, though, that I always end up bringing up analogy-wise is if you've got a home, a boat let's say, that ends up having a bunch of holes that are in it.
Yeah.
And you end up plugging one of those holes, that's still going to end up sinking. Yes. And as a matter of fact, it's going to end up having more water coming through from the other points because of the fact that it's putting more pressure on it. Mm-hmm. Same thing ends up having to do with your home as well. That's the reason why we like to end up doing a full evaluation of where all the air leaks are coming from.
Right.
And so I know Jordan probably was about to go there and say, our next step, once we do our evaluation.
Daddy yeah, stepped up. Soon to be owner Jordan Miller. Soon to be.
Let me make a comment on that, though, and I think it's important for people to realize when you're talking about, you know, will this save me money? The short answer is, maintaining your home will always save you money in the long run.
Right.
Sure. It might not be a situation where it's going to, like, your energy bill is going to come down. But the truth is, you take care of that envelope of your home. If you don't, you're going to have all sorts of problems that you're going to end up needing to call me in for.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you don't take care of your roof, and next thing you know, we now need to fully remodel the second floor of your home.
Right.
Yeah. Great. The roof itself isn't going to save you money next year and your energy bill. The insulation maybe will be more of a net positive, but keep that envelope. Maintain your home, people, and it will cost you way less money in the long run.
The amount of condensation problems that we see, absolutely. I mean, it's insane. It really is. I mean, if you have a very little amount of insulation, or even if you pay somebody, Joe Schmo, Chuck and Truck, like you were talking about before as well.
Scrape your roof off.
Exactly. Yeah. Either do that or just blow insulation and not air seal, or at least evaluate it as a whole. There can be some pretty major condensation problems that we've seen many, many, many times.
Can I ask you, and this is not to get your home warmer, but I send out an email to people in the building, say, here's who's coming in. Does anybody have any questions? And I have a few. This is the first one.
Here we go.
First one I got. I have a problem with noise from outside in the house. I have hardwood floors. My house is old and has plaster walls and wood exterior. I've upgraded the windows and I have insulated the attic, but it has not helped. I'm thinking about having insulation shot in the walls, but I've been warned that could be a nightmare down the road. Any fixes you can suggest, or who should I be talking to? Well, I told him who to talk to. But
good start.
Do you get noise?
Reduction?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dense packing walls. I just had a conversation with somebody just 2 days ago about a situation that she's got with a condominium where the neighbor up above has hardwood floors. And so we will dense pack with cellulose insulation, fill that capacity, and that way it's actually going to end up being a good barrier. Obviously, the structure has something to do with it as well, because you can get vibration of noise coming through metal that could end up being an effect. But it will end up substantially helping by dense packing with cellulose insulation.
There's no long-term problems. I mean, we've remodeled dozens of properties that somebody dense packed years ago. It's insulation. It's no long-term problems.
With that. I'm thinking where that situation might be the closed-cell spray foam, where they're doing it blindly into a wall.
You're probably right.
And it's oozing around outlets, and there's open gaps to it, causing condensation problems in those holes. And there's where the issues end up lying, because we've gone back years after. We won't do that. That isn't our approach ever to end up doing with closed cell spray foam. We use it, and we use it well, but we only use it where it's needed and that's the best usage for it. That's not one of them.
There are companies that just spray until they can't spray anymore and just that's the end of it.
And then all of a sudden you end up using an infrared camera to see what's going on between the walls, and you see these big voided areas, and it's
all that insulated was around the hole.
You're going to find too many pros doing that, but you're going to find a lot of people who know a little bit. Enough to be dangerous doing that for sure.
You know, my fear was my son-in-law that time. Remember? Because they, you know, they were selling their house, and he was like, no, I think I can take care of this. And I thought, oh, man, call Randy. Don't do that. Hey, this is kind of, I think, similar, but this is somebody else asking this, and I think it's probably the same answer. He said, I'm ready to insulate the attic, and I saw a movie on pros and cons at the store. So I'm sure at Home Depot or one of the big box stores. So I'm wondering what the cons are. Can you help me? That probably, again, trying to do this on your own. If you're handy and you know this, you can probably do a little of it. But don't you think guys, and don't use me as example, Randy, but guys like me, if I tried to do that on my own, it would end up costing me twice the amount of money, because I would try to do it on my own, screw it up, and then have to call you guys anyway.
Well, I mean, guys do end up doing it on their own.
It's building science, though.
Correct. And that's where the concern ends up coming into. It's just as much of a problem of air sealing, which you really don't know that unless you actually use an infrared camera, blower door, find out where the air leaks are coming
energy
from.
Energy audit.
And that would be done through the process of an energy audit, which we highly recommend. And also, there's programs that are out there that we can end up talking to people about as well to
and
take advantage
let's
of.
Let's make sure people know that you don't do the audit.
We always recommend a third-party independent energy auditor.
That's really important for people to know, and that has stuck in my head over the years when you said, look, just make sure that people understand it's not coming from us.
It's not a sales approach when you have an energy audit, and it shouldn't be a sales approach. What you're looking for is to figure out where are the problems. It's like if you end up buying a new home, you're going to get a home inspection that's going to end up being done. You're not going to want that home inspector to also end up doing the repairs. Well, don't have your insulator be your energy auditor.
Yeah, don't do it. Last question on from at least for now, because look, I've got three pages of them from the people here, because this time of year, everybody's like, man, I need to know about this. The girl that works on KISS said, look, I want to insulate my breezeway floor. However, we do not have a direct access. And this is coming from her husband, because I asked her a couple questions. She's like, that's not for me. Come on, let's be honest. We don't have direct access to underneath the floor. Is it possible to blow foam insulation between the floor joint and have it stay in place? If not, does it make sense to cut into the foundation so that I have direct access to that floor?
So it depends if it's cantilever.
There's a lot of head shaking going on here.
You almost definitely hurt your neck over there, Matt, shaking your head so bad to say no on that one.
I wouldn't say cut into the foundation, really, ever. That's a last resort, you know, always. But realistically, you just want to make sure that is it cantilevered overhang? So meaning, does the actual framing structure go past the foundation itself? When can you see from the basement that it actually continues? Or is there any other way to access that from a different perspective as well?
Do you know what I told her to tell her husband?
Give us a call.
Go to All Right Home Remodel. Yeah. Go to S&E. Just
really,
Google.
That's really what you have to do. Really, I mean, this is a great plug, I think, for Nary, and I want people to know out there that this is why you bring in a professional.
That's
because
it.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to call up Jordan. He's going to come out there and look at it, and he's going to say, oh, great, here's an easy solution, no problem. Or he's going to say, wow, this is actually going to require a remodel to it. It might be above and beyond what they can do. And a pro is going to know what they can and can't do, and they're going to say, hey, you know what? You actually, to do this, you would need to tear up and build a new foundation. If you're interested, here's two or three people who might be able to help you on
exactly.
that. What you don't want is somebody coming in there and saying, oh, yeah, we can take care of that. You know, if somebody tells you over the phone, no problem, I would probably not have that person come out to your house, because I
that's
can guarantee
the truth.
You, Jordan would say, I'm going to have to come look at that.
Yeah. A lot of questions open up when you start bringing that stuff up as well.
The second that I said, would it make sense to cut in the foundation, Lewis he almost fell off the chair shaking his head so strong, and then George just started laughing and said.
But some people are going to tell you, you're going to talk to someone on the phone who doesn't really know what they're talking about. Not necessarily unscrupulous, but they're not a pro, and they're going to say, well, yeah, you know, you could try that. And that's how we show up, and these guys have had a million stories, and we don't know what's going on.
Hey, guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue talking. Got a few more questions from the people here at Entercom regarding insulation, but we're going to talk more about All Right Home and Remodeling. And this time of year, are they still putting roofs on it? Are they still doing siding? And I think you'll be a little bit surprised. I know that the guys doing the roofs aren't surprised, but yeah, they're out there.
We're working.
You guys are working. And, man, those are tough guys. So we'll have that conversation probably in the fourth segment, a little bit about that part of their business. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Mike McGivern, my co-host this week is Lewis Wire. He's the president and owner of Carmel Builders. You can go to carmelbuilders.com for more information. Our special in-studio guest, Randy Miller. He's the owner, All Right Home Remodeling, S&E Insulation, and Jordan Miller, soon to be, one day, when Randy thinks it's time.
We're working on it.
He's a great ambassador. He'll do a good job carrying on.
I do want to give these guys some kudos because Jordan will actually be third generation. Yeah. And that's right. A big deal in our industry. As you know, I'm second generation owner, and I think it's an awesome thing, and I think it's a really great testament to what you guys have done that – you know, to get from first to second and stuff, second to third, I'm sure it's just as tough, if not tougher, because, you know, I'm at a point where I can figure out what am I going to do. But it's great, and it is a testament to the people that we have in our organization and the companies like All Right.
Appreciate that, Lewis. Thank you.
Hey, Jordan, did you know, and I like that whole Dr. Phil part of what we can sometimes do on the show, but did you know early on that this was your path?
To an extent as well. I mean, I started really early, growing up in the industry and kind of seeing my father being on the job sites, actually getting dropped off at job sites and doing cleanups as well. I learned how to pick up a nail, you know, a lot of them. And it's pretty cool that I can maintain, you know, our family's legacy in that way as well. And actually, I started my path in potentially going to law school. And that's kind of what's crazy. And I know Sparky was encouraging me as well to do that as well. But, you know, I definitely, with people like Sparky and other people around, really kind of came into my path a little bit more and realized that this is definitely the right path and continued.
Right. Can I ask you, Randy, how did you feel when that path may not have brought him to All Right? Or were you comfortable with letting him go out, kind of like look around a little bit, but understand this is here for you?
No, actually, just the opposite. I was the one who was encouraging him as well
really?
To end up following his path. Because, and Lewis, I'm sure you can appreciate this as well, because I don't think you were pushed into the situation of being involved with the family business.
I was running away from it.
Right. And so I was telling my son, look, you're going to spend a boatload of time on your career. Make sure it's something that you are passionate about, something that you really, really love to end up doing, because you're going to be doing it day in and day out.
Right.
And it's not just an income. It is your life.
Hey, can I?
And so therefore, when he came to me going, hey, listen, I'm taking my LSAT for the second time. And during that time frame, Dad, do you mind if I end up, you know, working for All Right? I said, all right, during that time frame, fine. You could be my small project manager and go out and do sales, doors, single windows, gutters, things like that. He came to me not long after that, and he goes, you know what? I really love this.
Yeah.
He said, do you mind if I end up making this my career path?
Randy, I can tell you that we had this conversation early in the young man's career,
yep.
And you said, he's really good. He's really good. We're not going to tell him that right now.
Yeah, right.
But he's really good at this thing. And if this is what he wants to do, you know, this is perfect. But not, it's okay.
You know, I'm very proud of my son. I mean, there's no question about it. I tell him that all the time. Tell him how much I love him. Both of my boys I'm very, very happy with. And my daughter-in-law and her career path that she's actually taking as well. But anyway, in his particular case, though, what I thought was amazing is how much research and things he ends up looking into that are beyond the scope of what I've ever done. And he'll bring new ideas and innovations, and that's how my company is going to continue to grow for the future when he takes it over. Because it's going to be different, and it's going to continue on a growth path.
It's interesting because you talked about generations, and when you talk to like Zach Emmons, you talk to Jason from J&J Contractors, you know, when Jason took over, he had a different idea.
Sure.
And he said, look, my dad was like, hold on a second, where are you going with this? You know, in the beginning, and now this J&J contract has been great. And you know that when Jordan steps in, he's going to have, like you said, he's going to have some ideas on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
On the direction that they want to go. And when I talk about that, I'm talking about like interior, you know, that kind of stuff that they're doing that, you know, I'm not sure that the dad wanted that the direction to go.
Sure.
That's all. Don't give me dirty looks like that.
Anyway, but one thing, though, I didn't have when I took ownership that Lewis did have, and I'm planning on Jordan having as well, is the past generation as an advocate to be able to turn to, because my uncle passed away, and that's really how I ended up taking ownership of the company. You know, where these guys will be have been able to and talk and just discuss things.
This is such a great testament to what you guys are doing. And I have a little side time that I spend helping people around the country with doing this sort of thing. And I always tell them that the first thing you need to do is start planning it early, because you just never really know when circumstances might cause that transfer of generational transfership to happen sooner. And this is why you want to work with established companies, because you know that if you hire someone like Allwright, that no matter what happens, there's a process and a system in place. So, you know, something happens to Randy, like he wins the lottery and goes to Jamaica and we don't see him for a while. You know Jordan's here and he's going to take care of it.
Right.
You need to have that. And I just think it's really exciting to see more and more people realizing that now, because I will tell you that for one, you know, I'm generation ahead probably of Jordan, but when I was in this, I didn't want to do it. I didn't see this as a viable thing. I always joked around, I'm going to get a real job where I don't have to work.
Right.
You know, then I graduated and went to the real world and realized, yeah, you know what? No matter what you do, you got to work. And I, similar to what your story, Randy, I found, I'm like, I really like this. This
sure.
is fun and it's rewarding. And hey, you can actually make a buck too.
You know what
really
I love
rewarding, yeah.
about you handing us this check? And if you just joined us, Allwright Homer Myelin came in with a check for Children's Wisconsin, for our toy drive, for $1,000. And to do what you did today with Jordan here, look, I know that you didn't plan that, but in my mind, it's like making sure that the young man understands where you're coming from so that that continues, that servant leadership heart continues in this company when he does take over, teaching lessons pretty early to that guy. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, are you kidding? He understands. He knows about giving back to community, being active in the Masons, just like I've been active in Lions Club, and giving back to the community as a volunteer firefighter or whatever that I've all done.
Right.
Which has been
too crazy.
Yeah,
that'll take too long to list.
Yeah.
But he knows. He grew up with that and that mindset from the beginning. This conversation, as far as giving a check,
yeah.
Soon as I ended up saying it, he goes, that's awesome. I totally think that's the right move.
Well, that part of it. And again, thank you so much to you and everybody at Allwright Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation. It's a big deal for us. This toy drive, and Jordan, like you said, you were there in the beginning. And nobody ever thought that it would get to the point that it is. And there's going to be a ceiling. I don't see it yet. Because what's happening, if you remember the early days, get very few people out there on Monday, a few people Tuesday, Wednesday it would start to pick up, Friday it would.
Yeah.
Man, last year and this year, Monday was busy. And wow. I start getting a fear, like, are these the people that normally come later in the week? It wasn't. It was new people.
Wow, that's
so it's
cool.
Awesome. So thank you so much. Allwright Home Remodeling, again, their website, allwrightremodeling.com. Why do I struggle with that? Allwrightremodeling.com. When you want it done right, call Allwright. And again, thank you so much for that donation to the toy drive. We didn't get to my last questions on insulation. We're going to go in a different direction, but I had to do the whole Dr. Phil thing. And we will we'll get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got a couple more questions for you guys. Put on your S&E insulation hat and let me get through these. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
It's that time of year, boys.
Our finest gifts we bring.
Oh, sorry, I just woke up. This music was putting me to sleep.
Oh, geez.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. It is my show. I play the music.
It's my show.
That's what I'm saying, and I'm going with it. Nobody believes that, including me, boys, just so you know. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show.
Terry, would you give him a list of what to play, please?
You know what? She would have the same list.
No.
Well, she, really? You want, like, Grandma Got Run Over? I looked for Haunted Music, and I couldn't find any. It was Adam Sandler, and I just was not going to go with
you
that.
You were not going to play that.
I know there's some you know, non-denominational holiday music that is a little bit more upbeat that maybe would get us a little bit more.
Like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer,
exactly,
or something?
Yeah,
I'm not going there.
Yeah,
not going. You're talking to the wrong guy on that. I got a whole list right there, that sheet, and I bet there's not one that you would approve.
I'm on here in 2 weeks, and we are changing up the bumper music.
Are you? Yeah. Wait, who's on next week?
I don't know. I'm in 2 weeks. I'm back here. And we are definitely going to do like probably like some like pretty like speed metal Christmas.
I guess I'm taking a vacation day and letting Diane come in and co-host. Because
oh yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
Yeah, you play the music you want. You play that music you want. Mike Bush just said he loves it. So I'm getting text messages. They love my choices. Again, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Will, could you, here, grab this mic right here, please.
Yeah, Will, come on. Join us on the air.
So, hey, Will, thanks a lot for keeping the secret of this check. You know, Will Fuentes, we've worked together a long time, and I can't tell people.
10 years.
I can't strong enough how hard you work and how much I just really respect you. And how much time you put into the stuff we do. He is our on-site events manager. And he this toy drive, he goes from stuff the bus to the toy drive. And if I were him, I'd go to, you know, take a vacation for a week because he puts in about 20 hours a day.
And
all
then
right,
some.
Home remodeling. $1,000.
Yeah, he told me beginning of the week.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me know. Did you, the first segment, I had tears coming down my cheek because I'm like, this is awesome. And they're like, yeah, Will knew. I'm like, I'm going to kill that kid. I'm just going to kill him. Thank you so much. What a great week, huh?
Oh, my God. We killed it. Yeah. We killed it. Close to
$202,000. Wow.
Including
oh, my goodness.
203 wow. now with the new check. And, you know, what else ever rolls in, we'll take it. You know, the kids will take it.
Yeah.
Children's Hospital, Jeff, I forgot his last name. I apologize. But it's Jeff okay. from Children's Hospital, he came in. He was blown away.
Like, yeah.
He couldn't believe it.
I said early on there's got to be a ceiling, but I didn't think last year was it. Look, we actually did 199. This puts us to 200. That's
oh my
let's,
God.
Let's go with that.
That's great.
You like that?
Yeah. Go with that.
And we've talked about you on this show a little bit, and thank you so much for the work that you do to make sure that runs correctly and how much behind the scenes stuff that you do that nobody knows. Jordan knows.
Yeah.
He remembers helping you put the
yeah,
tent
that's my
up.
Guy right there. We go back.
You stood up in his wedding and you know, it's just interesting that you know, he's going to be running All Right Home Remodeling soon. And I think the three of us should get together because the changes we want to make to this company once Randy gets out, it's incredible.
We're going to take it apart.
He just wants a new kitchen or something. Like, I know where we're going with this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Will, thank you very much. Man, it's good. That's a good man right there.
Well, that is a kicking Randy man. Out of his company.
Right, I know.
Quick,
I mean,
very quick.
Hey, I got the check, man. That's there you
check.
Go.
As long as the pension works for you. Right?
Yeah, right.
A couple of can we go rapid fire real quick with insulation?
Yeah.
Couple of just quick insulation questions that I want you to answer. And if we can do Reader's Digest version, that would be great. What are the different types of insulation that people should be considering?
So primarily we end up dealing with cellulose and spray foam. Really primarily those are our two. There is also fiberglass, but the difference really is that cellulose ends up being a superior R value, energy value to fiberglass products, and then spray foam is going to be the highest R value, energy value out of any of the insulation products as well. But each type of insulation is used in certain applications as well. Not every home is going to be generic by any means, and you're not going to have to end up you know, you need a contractor or an actual expert that's going to come in and tell you really where you should be applying each of the different types of application of different types of insulation.
Perfect follow-up. What is R value and what does it mean?
You want to go ahead?
Go.
All right. R value is the energy value of the actual insulation or the building structure as well. So you're relating, it's the actual inverse of the U factor, which a lot of times is referred to with windows. In comparison, which a lot of people understand.
Hey, you guys talked about this in segment two, but the question of how do I know where to insulate? Yeah, you bring a third party out, and you guys figure it out pretty quickly.
Exactly,
right?
That's the process that our preference is. We first want to end up coming out doing an initial evaluation, taking a look at what we're dealing with. If it seems like it's only going to be one small area, we'll address that one area. If it seems like it makes more sense, we'll recommend getting an audit done first. Do a full evaluation, get that full report so that we can actually take a look at it together and determine what's the best.
And I think
thing
what we didn't mention before
it.
Is the energy auditor actually comes back at the end and checks all of our work as well, which is really cool. It's a true checks and balance system in that way. So then you as the homeowner know and can be confident that you don't have to be an expert, and you don't
right.
also don't have to have X-ray vision, obviously, as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So and I didn't know that, or I would have brought it up. So they come out And they tell the homeowner, look, this is where the issues are. And then S&E Insulation comes out, fixes it. Then he comes back and does another.
He verifies that what we had agreed to was actually done properly.
And again, a third-party guy.
Correct.
Right. And that's why we like doing it. It's
nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide.
The best way to actually end up approaching it so that you know you're getting the job done properly.
You know, we could use that as a marketing.
I can't tell people enough how good it is to do that energy audit, because you're going to find out, you know, look, I mean, you do everything per your contract, but, you know, it turns out there's a little weird jog in the framing and this one little joist cavity didn't get covered, and no one will ever know it.
Right.
Wait, Lewis, you can't see behind the walls?
Well, I used to be able to, because I got older and now I got to wear the glasses. It's awesome, because it really just, it's like, great. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess it didn't get in there. Oh, great. We'll fix it. We'll take care of it. I would recommend anybody who's doing it. It's such a nominal additional fee. It's so worth it.
And with programs like Focus on Energy, it really offsets that difference.
It's practically free.
Exactly.
It gives it, I mean, it's well worth actually taking advantage of that. The program that Focus has, heck, the money's there right now. Take advantage of it. We did just get notification that it is being reduced. So call us, because get your insulation on sale.
Right. Do it now. Hey, have you heard of the term blanket insulation? If you heard that, what does that mean? Yeah. What's that term?
A blanketing type of insulation is, blanket insulation is used in different type of approaches. You can end up blanketing your pipes. You can end up blanketing as far as in an attic. There's a solar blanket that has been used. I'm not necessarily a big fan of that inside the attic. I don't see the advantage of that. But it's a terminology that's in our industry.
Last question, and then we've got a couple of nary things. The best insulation in your educated opinion for older homes is what?
The ones get placed in order to properly air seal the house.
Yeah.
I mean, every situation is a little bit different, so I don't want to end up giving it a
general
blanket terminology.
Ah, good one.
There you go.
Well done.
See what you did there?
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, we've got to get out, but I can't thank you enough for this check. And $1,000 from our friends at All Right Home Remodeling and S&E Insulation to Children's Hospital, Children's Wisconsin. And Will talked about it. Look, we went from $163,000 a year ago to over $200,000 with this check. And we really appreciate your willingness to do that and be involved in this really great cause. And being a grandfather, you know, Children's Hospital, the best in the country right here in our backyard, is always important. Lewis, good to see you. I can't wait to play more music for you in a couple of weeks. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. Don't forget the Home Improvement Show, the Spring Show, February 14th, 15th, and 16th. Any information you need on the NARI Foundation, NARI Milwaukee Foundation, go to NARIMilwaukee.org. And understand the great work that the foundation is doing, not only with scholarships, but the community service stuff you guys are doing off the charts.
Yeah, it's great. It's and more next year. We're looking to really expand, and you're going to see a lot more of NARI out in the community. I promise you that.
That's awesome. Jordan, you give that baby a hug for me.
Will do.
You know, we just got done with Thanksgiving, moving to the other holidays that we all love. But
right.
You got a lot to be thankful for, young man.
Thank you very much. I'm definitely thankful. This is great. Thank you, Lewis, as well, too. Appreciate everything.
Randy, it's good to see you. Thanks for bringing the donuts. Wish I could have one, but not today, brother.
My pleasure. Always good to be on the show with you. Lewis, thank you for hosting this week. You did a pretty good job, but I think next week's host actually is that much better.
We'll see Randy Miller, I got a feeling, next week, too. I'll get a lot more music waiting for you. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.